The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Amen. It's the season of preparation. We're all prepared and ready for Thanksgiving, all the food. You were one of these people that spent several days getting all the food and making all the plans, making sure you had enough food for everyone. Now it's that season of Christmas in preparation where you have Christmas coming up, but you might have all these other Christmas celebrations. I hear people, they're having Christmas this weekend, that weekend, all the different people to celebrate with. Not only do you have those celebrations to get, you have all the presents to shop for. There's a lot of preparation to go through. This Sunday, we get to really focus on a preparation that matters. Something that we know we get to do, but we're going to see that as John the Baptist come, he's helping us prepare for the Lord and prepare for Christmas and the coming of our Savior. But we're going to see how this preparation is so important, how it really matters, and why preparation's important, but then what really results from this preparation. We know that preparing for the right thing is important. Now, if you play sports, you need to prepare for the team you're playing. If you don't scout them out and know what you're going to face, what their offense is like, and your defense is just not ready, or you haven't scoped out their shooter and how they play offense, you're going to come unprepared. Preparing in the right way and starting in the right way for your preparation is really important. If you're going to have this game, you can't start the day before. You have to be practicing and getting ready. And if you've ever done any building, you need to start in the right place when you build. You need to set that foundation. I was talking to someone about they were going to a job and they went to the wrong job site with their truck and things. If you start in the wrong place, is that a problem? Or I think about, you know, you're setting this foundation and the people start building and then all of a sudden the foreman and people come and they say, the house is supposed to be over here. It's going to be a big problem if you start in the wrong place. So today we really see the start of the preparation with John the Baptist, and Luke lays out a lot of history. We've talked about that, and we're studying that in our Sunday morning Bible study, how Luke is this historian. He's a doctor, but he researched, and he wants everyone to know the specifics. He wants to know who the religious leaders are, who the political leaders are. That guy I couldn't pronounce before, Caiaphas, all these high priests. He wants us to know and to know where this is starting. God has a plan, but then we see how it all starts. We see that the Word of God came to John. In the passages, chapters before, we learn about Zechariah. So it says, the son of Zechariah. And it came to him in the wilderness. And we see what the message was, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. Where you start matters, and for Jesus and for us, it all starts in preparing with repentance. The preparation, the starting, is repentance, to repent. Why is that important? And when you look at where his ministry began, we see that it began in the wilderness. He didn't go into the streets of Jerusalem shouting. Do you think he would have gotten more people and been able to tell more people if he's walking down these busy streets of Jerusalem? But no, he went out into the wilderness, and if you would ever go to that area, it's like a desert. It's super dry. It's near where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. So if you think about that, it's dry. Why is it important for us to start our repentance in the wilderness, but to get away from things, to get away from all the hustle and bustle, and to focus on repentance, to understand that God is coming to us and we need to check things. We need to understand that something is happening. When he talks about this repentance for the forgiveness of sins, we see then what the prophet says this message will look like. Isaiah writes, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough way smooth, and all people will see God's salvation." What is that describing? But like a huge construction project. See all of these roads made straight, the mountains being made low. This is what happened when a king was coming. They would make the road travelable. But what is this all? This is change. That things were going to have to change. How you prepare matters, and it means change. Well, what needs to change when it comes to repentance? One thing we have to focus on is we can really focus on ourselves sometimes too much, but there's something that is changing in repentance. Repentance means to turn away. And so as we are turning away, what are we turning away from? We're turning away from sin. But why can we turn away from sin? Because we know that it's repentance for the forgiveness of sins. There's a saying where it goes, people don't want to change until the pain of the situation that you're in is greater than the pain of changing. Have you heard that before? We talk about this in our pastor coaching program, that people will continue in something for a long time because change is hard. But when do most people finally change? Is when the situation, when they're finally maybe caught in something, or that disease, that sickness is finally caught up, and now you have to change because you're really in pain. So what is that change we're talking about? Talks about turning from sin, but then also a turning from relying on ourselves. This is, if I'm only turning from my sin and saying this is wrong, I don't have a motivation for it. I don't have a way to really make that change stick. So I want to turn from that sin, but I also have to turn and trust. To turn that, understand that Jesus forgives my sins. And so it's not just an action, but it's a faith. We see that when John the Baptist taught repentance for the forgiveness of sins, it was not just repent of your sins, but also to believe in a coming Savior, that Jesus could and would take your sins away. We see this is what it means when we talk about preparing for what matters. Because it's salvation. When we're preparing, we need to know what's ahead. We need to know why we are doing this. Sometimes as I'm preparing, I see something that it's just said so well that I just kind of have to quote it. When it talks about our repenting and changing and turning to salvation, I read this in preparing for the sermon. It says, repentance is a change of one's mind and actions. It involves turning away from sin and turning toward that which cleanses from sin. It's a complete about face. A man who repents is one who changed his mind about sin. He no longer finds pleasure in it. but realizes it's a cause of eternal damnation. He has also changed his mind about salvation. He no longer thinks he will get to heaven by being good. So when we speak of repentance in this sense, we include a turning to faith in the Messiah, God's promised Savior from sin. We have to see that focus, that it's about salvation. When you're preparing for things, sometimes it's hard to prepare when you don't know what's ahead. When you're fearful of the results, fearful of what you're really is going to happen. But we know that salvation is ahead, and we can repent because there is forgiveness. We struggle, I think, with repentance, with focusing all of this, because sometimes we haven't gone out into that wilderness. We're in that hustle and bustle, and we can't shut everything off. We can't sit there and focus on what needs to change. What are the sins that are struggling with? What are the doubts and the fears in your heart that you can repent of and turn to God and to trust in Him? The picture is a great picture of change, a change in our heart and focusing on Him. That's the whole ministry of John the Baptist, was to focus on Jesus. That's what brings that change about in our actions and in our heart of faith, of seeing salvation, of seeing the coming Lord. This is what Christmas is all about, what Advent is all about as we prepare our hearts for our Lord. There's many ways that you can prepare for the wrong thing, but we're preparing for the most important thing. And what will that finally provide us as we see that all people will see God's salvation? What does that cause in you? When you think about things that you prepare for, if it's a sports, if it's a game, I think of other things you might prepare for, maybe a presentation at work, an interview. Think about a test or a speech. How do you feel when you're not prepared? Oh, the other one I was going to say, traveling. You have to prepare to travel. You get all your bags ready. You get all your documents ready. Make sure you have all your stuff, have all your luggage all together. If you haven't prepared well for that travel, that speech, that test, how do you sleep the night before? Do you sleep the night before? You're anxious. You're worried. But what happens if you have prepared well for those things? Truth is, you can be at rest. The result of preparing is rest. I've always said that if you have to get up and talk in front of people, have you ever had to do that? Are you nervous to do that? You get all tense. But if you know what you're going to say, if you prepared and you're ready, are you fearful? You don't have to be. You know what you're going to say. You're ready. There's all sorts of things that we need to prepare for in life. And if we haven't done the work of preparing, if we've pushed it off, then it is fearful. Then we should be worried. And it causes a lot of stress in our hearts. But when we talk about salvation and eternity, are you prepared? That might sound like a message of law. Are you prepared? Well, that's kind of what John the Baptist comes. He's saying, repent! Are you ready? But as I look out to you who know God's word, who know the law and gospel, and I ask, are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you know about repentance and salvation and the coming Lord? Does that fill you with fear? I hope it fills you with rest. That this is what repentance actually brings. So often we're fearful of sharing our sins and our struggles, But that builds up and it causes fear and anxiety. But what does our Lord say? But to come to Him. All you who are weary and burdened, and He will give you rest. For His yoke is easy and light. We can come to our Lord. Come in repentance and knowing you will receive forgiveness and salvation. This whole season can be so stressful, so worrisome. But it's about finding rest. The whole idea of repentance should not fill you with fear, but fill you with joy and peace to know that you can find true rest in your Savior. So go, my encouragement is to go out into the wilderness, to find the times to calm your heart, to get away from some of the distractions, and prepare. Prepare for your Lord by looking at His Word, hearing His Word and that call to repent. But to repent and turn to your Lord, knowing you are saved and redeemed. That Lord is bringing salvation to all the world. In that you can find true rest. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.